You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Have a favorite Christmas time film that you like to watch time and time again? And I have several, and whenever they show up on the TV, I have to watch them. One of them is The Christmas Carol, you know, the Scrooge story by Charles Dickens. And that story, I thought about that story and that film today when I was preparing for Empower Your Path day 10, because the theme for day 10 is time, to contemplate that finite resource that we have and how we're going to spend it. And I thought about Scrooge because, you know, he's an old man when he gets visited by the ghost of the past, present, and future. And when he wakes up from that nightmare, he realizes that he has to change and that there is no time to lose, no time to waste. So he is bubbling and enthusiastic and overflowing with joy, and sticks his head out the window and grabs the attention of a passing boy and throws him a bunch of money to go and get the biggest turkey that he can possibly find and deliver it to the Cratchits. And that excitement and that state of gratitude for time, and realizing that it is something that's so precious and that we all need to use it not only wisely, but joyfully. And there's no time to waste, no time to lose, right? Every second is precious. Hey, Own Your Creativity family. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about an idea I have. What do you think about an in-person podcast episode? It would be a live event with guest panelists. We'd record the podcast episode on site, and you get to meet the guests as well as network with each other. These in-person events would take place in the area of Montreal and the South Shore initially, and who knows, maybe we'd have more farther afield in the future. Does that sound like fun? Would you come to a live in-person podcast event? So let me know by sending me a voicemail at bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word. And on this page, you simply click on the button that says start recording and leave your message. And if you have suggestions for shows, guests on the show, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So that's bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, to signal by voicemail your interest in a live in-person podcast event of Own Your Creativity. Now, let's get back to the episode. And so today, when you are going through the prompt and the task and the affirmation and the quote for today, I'd like you to think about that question about, you know, how joyful are you during the day when you are spending your time, spending time that you will never get back. And, you know, where are you spending that time? Is it in things that are helping you unfold your truest self? Or are they things that you're doing because you think you should be doing them, or that they're expected of you, or that there's so many other busy things to do that you get lost in those things, and before you know it, it's the end of the day, you're exhausted, and you just go to bed and do it all over again the next day, never having made any movement towards your ultimate goal about realizing your goal, your purpose here on earth, right? Like, you were sent here for some reason. Everybody's unique. Everybody has something important to give and share with the world to make it a better place and for us to realize our potential. And would it take having a visitation from the ghosts of the past, present, and future to wake you up to the importance of using your time wisely and joyfully and purposefully? So that's my thought for you today, for day 10 of Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. And if you are just tuning in and finding out about this 30-day journey that I have created, then you can go to bit.ly/self-leadership2024, all one word, and sign up for free. You'll be eligible for prizes, but you'll also get an email with instructions on what the heck this is all about and how to find it and how to participate. So I'm going to just leave that there, and I hope to see you on the path as well. And so happy day 10, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 11. I'm Elizabeth Johnston, your self-leadership coach.